The home of the Celtics, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We ain't with all the rah-rah stuff and stuff like that. It looks good in front of the fans, but we just out here to practice. So, like I said, I can't speak for what they were doing on this side, but we all about business on our side. So, I can't tell you about all the screaming and stuff like that, but when we turn on the film, we're going to see what the film look like, and then we'll know who won the day or not. But we ain't listening to all that yelling and stuff. We don't care about that.
Patriots safety Adrian Phillips talking about the back and forth between the Patriots and Panthers in joint practices this week. It's time now to set the scene here on Patriots Preview, driven by the 2022 Honda CRV, and we do that with the one and only Scott Zolak, who's brought to you by AdCare. 1-800-ALCOHOL. Speak up, reach out, get help. Asking for help takes courage. Be recovery strong. Visit AdCare.com or call 1-800-ALCOHOL. Zo, what's going on?
Hey, not much, guys. I miss seeing you here in the booth. I mean, there's a lot of confusion. There's like eight people in here from the station plugging things in, unplugging them. Dennis doesn't know who the hell's going on next. You know, I'm just trying to get this last hit done so I get over there and call the game on TV. But, you know, paying a lot of people to not do much here today. That's all.
Oh, God.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Hey, no, I'm kidding. I love you guys. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding.
No, you do. Yeah. You really show it in an interesting way.
What a start.
Wow. How about the football game tonight, Zoe? You got anything on that?
Yeah, Mac Jones just came out with the other two quarterbacks and a much different warm-up than last week. You could tell a little more intense. He knows he's playing tonight, and I think we're going to see everybody here in this game. But it's going to be indicative to the type of reps that you had throughout the course of the two joint practices. The guys that got the bulk of the reps are going to play less, and the guys that didn't get many reps are going to play more tonight, but everybody will play.
So how much of the stuff that the Patriots have been working on of the offense that is sort of emphasizing maybe some new elements in the offense do you think we'll see tonight?
I think we started to see more in the two joints against Carolina. When we were up top, Beadle and I said, ooh, there's a really direct down the line, extend the ball out, trying to get the run off tackle as everybody stepped left and walled left. You know what I'm saying? It's a single back, and it's a really deep fake or deep handoff for Mac. And I think that'll help set up his play action because I think he's really good off the play action. I said it last year. Yeah, I think it forces him to mechanically get his feet set, get his shoulders around, and he's really good at those crossers. He's accurate, hitting Jacoby, you know, on some of the ins and outs, some of the zags. And we'll see if he gets the ball to Parker in a game situation tonight. That's what I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see him in real game snaps because, quite honestly, I'm tired of watching practice.
Yeah, I think we all are at this point in camp. We're all sort of tired of practices. We did get some of that physicality this week that maybe had been lacking at other points in the camp. Here's what I want to ask you, though, about that offense. Is there a baseline expectation for what they should do in this game tonight, given that they're not going up against ones on the other side? What do they need to do to have this be a successful night?
Oh, I'm with you on that. I think 10 play drives. Give me a couple of those. You know, we need to see some consistency with whatever run we're trying to assert ourselves to run. You know, whether it's the six hole off tackle, whether it's between the guards, you know, the two and the zero hole. If they can't get movement or you're calling certain plays that throughout the course of these last 3 weeks have not turned out good results, you need to start thinking about scrapping some of those concepts and then advancing some of the concepts that do work. Like, because everybody watches this. I mean, it's such a critical eye because nobody knows who's calling the plays, right? I think tonight, too, Beadle, as long as Mac Jones is in this game, I think Matt Patricia will be calling all those plays.
Well, that's really interesting. So you're confident that Patricia will – because we've heard some discussion, and I know you guys had Burt Breer on your award-winning radio show, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, thank you for remembering which show you were listening to.
Yes.
That he was on, and there are people in the league
quick,
who think –
Hold on. Real quick. Before you guys came on, did you see that fraud show, the 2 o'clock show?
Yeah,
with Mike and Murray, they're in Nantucket together.
They are.
Yeah. So I mean, it only could have been more insulting if they were doing it from the sandy seashore. I mean, really.
I agree. In Felger's Jeep, right?
Yeah, right. Right in the back of the Jeep, plugged into the cigarette lighter.
Don't you dare think Mike didn't try to set that up, though. I'm sure he's tested that. That was pretty funny, though.
One time you guys can do the show from the chateau that Beetle rents on the Cape every summer.
Don't worry. Zoe and I have big plans for next summer.
Okay.
The worst thing, seeing that, for the station is this has opened a door for other opportunities. That's we'll just leave it at that.
Sure has.
Oh, I like it.
Sure
like
has.
It.
You
it,
wait.
Yep. I like it, guys. Okay.
Yep.
You guys showing some fight and fire like the Panthers and the Patriots. But to get back to the question.
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
You know, Breer was saying that there's a feeling in the league that Bill's going to call the plays here. How far away from that do you think we are? And I know this is a process, though. Do you think Bill has ruled that out, the idea of him calling the plays?
I don't think Bill's going to totally call the plays, but I think Bill will give his influences to what he wants called. So now, Chris, certain times throughout the game, like, you know what, Matt, let's try three runs here, you know, and then let's hit him with a play action. Or, you know what, let's go no huddle. It's going to be Bill's call in those situations. And that won't give him full, you know, autonomy to call everything. But I think there was a play last week Bill may have heavily put his influence on that was quite successful throughout the. I won't tell you which play, but
no, oh, sure.
I think Bill. They have Bill's ear. And he has their ear.
But he's not going to be buried in the play sheet like Andy Reid. Is that what you're saying?
No, he doesn't.
He's not going to be buried in that.
I've asked him about that multiple times. You know, coaches that you go up against. He goes. Yeah, 40 plus years into it, you kind of know what you're doing at this point. You know, and it's. But what I like when I watch Bill, whatever team's out there, whether it's offense or defense, just these last couple of years, and it wasn't for the last 10 or 15, he's gone down the other side of the field and watched it from like the end zone view. And he takes notes. And, you know, then he goes to the coordinators, talks it over, then they take care of the defense, then they take care of the offense. But I see Bill looking at the game, you know, differently at times. And, I think he advances it. I think it's a challenge for him.
So we're going to get a look at the defense tonight as well as we get more of the ones in there. What are you looking for on that side of the ball?
Number 90, Barmore. Yeah. I want to see that guy get unleashed this year. I want to see him get more snaps. His combination with Godchow up front. You know, we peeked at the linebackers last week. I think we got a little looky-loo as to, you know, those guys and how quick they can be. I think they're faster than what we've had. Now it's, okay, what do you got up front? Let's see Godchow, Guy, Barmore, Judon on that front, that four down front, you know, to start this thing off and see what kind of havoc they could get, you know? I think that's something that's going to be exciting. And I think Jonathan Jones is trending well to be the other guy opposite Jalen Mills. I think it's going to be Mills and Jones as this thing gets closer to Miami. And, Chris, that's where you get excited. I think Jones is going to draw Tyreek Hill in week one.
Ooh,
and that's Jonathan Jones.
I like that. That's some speed. I was going to ask you about Marcus Jones, the rookie. We didn't see him last week, which I thought was interesting because they sat out the frontline players, and you can sort of make the inference that he's considered one of the frontline players.
Yeah, he is, and that puts him up there. And Bill likes Jack Jones, number 34. We saw him break.
I like him too.
Three times on the ball. He goes, he's got some internal quickness. We talked to him at one of the production meetings today, and he said his quickness in that quick box, it's feast or famine. He's either going to jump it and get it, or else it's going to go by. I mean, that's what he's going to have to learn to play at with this next level. But they really like what they see in these two draft picks. They like these corners.
All right, so well, we're looking forward to your conversation with Bill Belichick coming up just a few minutes from now. Have a great call tonight, and I'll
talk
to you next week.
Thanks,
thank you.
All right, so.